819 emergency triple team traffic. What about now, Andy?
Amanda, I'm looking at a crash blocking the HOV in fast lanes northbound I-15 right before 12300 south. It's brought traffic to a halt again back towards the Bluffdale exit. But even after you pass the crash, there's more brake lights waiting for you from 114th south up through the 215 south interchange. And then those of you who are closer to downtown, you're not clear yet either. Some stop and go near 6 south, the exit. SR-201, bumper to bumper from just before Redwood Road. From just before Bangor all the way to Redwood Road. Eric Butler.
Northbound accident just before Pleasant Grove Boulevard exit's really jamming things up. You're going to notice it as soon as you get on the freeway at 800 North way back in Orem. So here's a couple things you could do. You could head over to Geneva Road, go up to 700 North in Linden, then go over to Pleasant Grove Boulevard or use State Street. But right now, if you're on I-15, you're going to be stuck in it for a while. Heather?
We are looking fairly good on southbound I-15 through Weber and Davis County. We've had some patches of slowing through Roy, Sunset, and Clearfield. That looks like it's easing up. But you're still going to be in some rush hour delays between Beck Street and Salt Lake down to downtown. No problems, though, on Legacy. 50% of Utah's professional MBA students receive promotions, and students average a 30% salary increase by graduation. The best investment you can make is in yourself. Now's the time. Visit PMBAUtah.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.